The Master's Playground.
What's happening, party people? Hi. Welcome to the Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo. Yes, welcome to Thursday evening, 6 p.m. I want to take a moment to simply tune in before we jump into all things profound, deep, scuba gear required. Yes, let's do this. All right, placing our hands into prayer position in front of our heart chakras. Take a breath in. Jenny, join me. I'm feeling that you should join me. Yeah. All right. Take a breath in. Exhale. And on the next breath, begin or simply follow along and listen. Om. Welcome to the show. All right, my loves, tonight we have a very beautiful topic. Well, it's all beautiful, right? Tonight we are talking about G-O-D. There are three basic letters in the word God. G-O-D. These letters stand for the generating principle, organizing principle, and the destroying principle. Our souls, you guys. All of this is just an instrument in this life, this world, this illusion. Everything that we're going through is just so that our soul can have an experience. What is the soul doing here? Like, what's the whole point? Why did we sign up to join the party on planet Earth? Slow-moving energy is had on planet Earth. Dense. Thick. Oh, my God, and there's programming, and there's so much fear on this planet. You know? It is here to generate. To create. And co-create with the Great One. God, love, the universal power, the cosmos, what have you. This whole party, man. It is here to co-create alongside and within that. So then what? Where does it go from there? Well, then it starts to organize and orchestrate. And its intention is to destroy any illusion. Yes. So with that lovely intro, you guys, I'm going to dive into a song because I think it's time for music. Yes. So let me see what I want to play for us today. Stand by, my loves. I have so much going on here. Enjoy. Beautiful. Yes. Welcome back to the Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo. Yeah. All right, you guys. Everything, you know, all right, I'm gonna go off script a little bit. Get a little real. The more and more work that we do, the more we discover how much we can transform. The veil is very thick, my loves. And it's absolutely fascinating once you choose to embrace your authentic self. It's not an easy process. It's like a flower with many petals. And it opens, and you open just one petal at a time. That's been my week. I think everyone is coming to a point right now where we've been tested so much, tested to allow ourselves to expand even more. And then when we do choose it, it's like mining. We just keep, you know, it's amazing. It's like a video game or something. You just keep going to a next level, and then that new level has a new set of challenges. And the next level, and that new level has, you know, yet another set of challenges. And kind of like Super Mario Brothers back in the day, right? Things get a little faster and more complex. It's amazing. I'm enjoying the ride, but I gotta tell you, man. Wow. Oh, man. All right. So, it really inspired this episode. It's called G-O-D, which is generating, or, you know, the generating principle, organizing principle, and the destroying principle. And so I really want us to understand why we even signed up, you know, because our souls literally went, sign me up. I'm so on planet Earth. Yes, I want to go there and have this experience, you know. And I was joking a little bit earlier, you know, and if there was like some sort of ordering sheet, you know, where, you know, when we say, all right, I want my soul to really feel. So let's put a check mark next to emotion. Yeah. Just give me a lot of, make me a water sign while we're at it, you know, or whatever it is, you know, just give me that emotion. 'Cause I really want to feel this experience. Yeah, man. I put a check mark next to that. And let's just say I got what I wished for. So much so that I'm an empath. And yeah, I feel everything, man. It's amazing. Anyways, but all right, let's get back into the show, shall we? And the first song that I ended up playing was Too Much Love by LCD Sound System, which is, oh my God, really a brilliant band. Take an audio engineer, gone, you know, I'm going to make my own band now. You know, and I'm going to be the lead singer. That's LCD Sound System. All right. So, the generating principle. What did you do? I have a question for everyone. What did you do when you were very little? When you were all alone? How did you occupy yourself? How did you play? In that private, secret moment, your soul was still, you know, before the age of 7, you guys, our soul is so much more connected to the divine. It's so much more present at that point. It's literally unfiltered, pure connection. So what did you do when you were at that age? How did you play? Because I guarantee the visuals that start flashing in your mind have quite a bit to do with your purpose. So I want to quote what the generating principle is all about. I want to quote Yogi Bhajan. God is the generating principle that is within you and which pervades the creation. It is infinite. It is infinity to infinity in relationship to the total creativity. Through its changes, everything happens. When you become a God-conscious individual, you have the power of mental infinity. It's a great help if you find some person who could stand by you and let you go through that experience. You can get knowledge from anybody. It will always yield a beautiful bounty. You can work on any level, but you have to train yourself to be wise and effective through your experience. Remember, you have three aspects. You have the lower self, the gross or physical self. You have the central self, which is also known as the existing self. And you have the higher self, which is a powerful, sophisticated, and delicate self. When you give the mind the regular experience of an infinite horizon, you maintain it at a level and caliber of a basic human being. Yogi Bhajan. Generating is co-creation, you guys. It's also generation. We use that word, generation, you know, the DNA, the story, how we're going to create something entirely. How is it that we can create something entirely new out of the old, right? Generation. How is it that we can, you know, same old story, this is my DNA, what have you. How is it that we can totally create something totally new out of the old? Well, there's some amazing discoveries that are happening in the world right now. And it's pretty profound. There is a concept known as torsion fields out there. And this is getting a little science nerdy. Hold on, let me adjust my glasses. A little science nerdy, okay? But the good news is that it is now known that we have torsion fields and can generate, literally create energy. And that's pretty revolutionary because, like, if you look at the old paradigm and what they've been telling us for a long time, right? Especially it's really based on Einstein's theory, you know? But essentially what it was saying is that, you know, we can't, you know, it states that nothing can be created or destroyed. It can only be transformed. Well, discoveries literally, you know, like, oh, I don't know, circa now, have been made where that's not true. We can actually create energy. Really trip on that. We can create energy. And you'll find this in a lot of journals, a lot of scientific journals that are, you know, going around right now. Right? So, wow. Okay, so we can create. So what does this mean? We can create energy, which in turn means that guess what? We create our reality. Right? So science is finally sort of, you know, science and spirituality, and it has been doing so a lot with quantum technologies already, but literally spirituality and science are now coming together hand in hand, more so now than ever before. It's one thing to go, yeah, man, we totally create our reality. Yeah, cool, you know. Right? But it's a whole different party when it's real. Right? I invite you to check out, look up, Google David Wilcox. He is got an amazing amount of information about this topic. It's out there. I highly encourage people to educate themselves. So why do we want to generate in this life? Like I mentioned earlier, that is our soul. That's what it came here to do, so that it can have an experience. You know, and a lot of, you know, there's a lot of people out there that might say, hey, man, that's so vague and so mystical and, you know, whatever. You know, but it's the same reason why we, like, you know, sign up to do 10 million different things in this life that, you know, are a little bit more on the, you know, adventurous side, right? Take skydiving, you know? You know that, you know, it's a plane. It's a small rickety plane. You know that it's, you know, just going to be, like, you know, there's a chance that the parachute will not open, you know, you're plunging towards Earth, you know, in the whole process, but still, you know, maybe not all of you, but you know, this is just an example. Still, people sign up for that experience so that they can feel it for themselves. And that goes hand in hand as to why we are here. We signed up for this experience. Excuse me. So what that's saying is that we choose it. We have so much choice in this world. And that is the beauty of what it's all about in this illusionary reality. So with us being generators, it's important to remember not only that, the fact that we actually create energy, we create our reality. But what's also important is that we really hone in and become response able, okay? That literally, I'm able to respond, be responsible for what it is that I'm generating. And hopefully, as you start to take accountability for your creation in your world, I mean, everything in your reality you created, once you start to become a lot more responsible for what it is that you are creating in your world, hopefully you do so with a lot more honesty, purity, and joy. So with that, enjoy.
This thing to call my own. Just one slip and it was gone. A minor flaw and then it fell. I brought this house down on myself. Thank you.
Beautiful. I had this thing by Roy Xop. Hi, loves. My name is Chrissy Stereo. Hi. You're listening to the Master's Playground on this beautiful Thursday evening. And honestly, you guys, tonight I am totally... All right. It's official. You know, like, I started... You know, the show a little bit earlier, you know, or what I was saying a little bit earlier, I can honestly say that I'm a little tripped out tonight. It's official. I'm a little tripped out. And the reason for that is because, quite honestly, life keeps getting so incredibly magical. And what I'm waking, my personal experience, what I'm waking up to is seriously a trip. You know, it's one thing to say that I've been meditating and breathing and working my way through, you know, really challenging kriyas and kundalini yoga. It's another thing, you know, to work with shamanic energy, to do readings as a psychic. All of it, man. But something just, you know, something's happened in the last few days for me. The more and more work that you end up doing, this is my truth, man, the more you work, you know, work that you do, the more you realize how much this is really an illusion. So I could honestly say if someone was to take a photo right now of the state of my being, it's kind of like I can't believe what I'm feeling and seeing right now. So with that, that kind of takes me into the next portion of G-O-D. We talked about generating. We came here to have an experience. Torsion fields have been discovered. We can actually create energy. It's not, you know, limited to just transforming energy. Literally, really visualize this, you guys. We can create energy. Which means that science is confirming that we are creating our reality. So it's about becoming responsible. Literally, not only acknowledging the fact that we are generators, but becoming responsible for that generation. So then we go into the organizing principle. And with organizing and orchestrating, that's really the doing portion of it all. What am I going to do? Well, start by regulating where you're going to put your time, energy, and attention to. It is there where the God in you starts doing the doing. You know, you guys, like I was saying, that life is a magic show. It's all a dream. Do you remember? They told us all along. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 merrily. Life is but a dream. So what if I shared, and I kept sharing with you guys, that none of this is real? What if I shared that it's all an illusion? What if I shared with you that we are God? What if I shared with you that you are the artist painting everyone, every moment, and everything onto your canvas that you consider reality? The organizing principle. Enjoy. Welcome back to the Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo. Yes, loves. I wanted to go ahead and fade out the song because we actually have a caller.
Yes, hello.
Hi, welcome to the Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo.
Hello, yes. I was calling and checking to see, are you taking callers for a reading?
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's why I faded the song. What kind of question can I help answer and illuminate for you today?
Okay, well, I feel like I have visions and I see things. Like, I'm working toward doing certain things with the community by the movement, and I have a vision and it's falling in place, but it seems like I know what I'm doing, but I don't know what I'm doing. And it's weird. Like, you know, I'm trying to explain it.
Yeah.
And I feel like this year something's major going to take place with something positive, and mm-hmm. I can't put my fingers on it.
Right. So,
yeah, so
So do you have a specific question in mind, or do you want to kind of say where this party is going? I mean, what?
Is there a way I can get more accurate with my vision, or...
Yeah, I'll tell you what I'll end up doing. I'm going to do like a reading of where we're going to call out the situation. And,
okay.
And the situation right now is highlighting that it's complemented with the Queen of Swords. So that means that you have a lot. There's going to be a lot of different choices that you have in your reality,
right?
Because you're going to have to practice what's known as discernment. So in order to do that, that means that there's going to be a variety of different options that will be presented to you that you're going to say, okay, that's for me and that's not. So that's kind of, you know, having you navigate. That's kind of like the ruling energy of what's happening right now for you. And so that means that you have a certain awareness that this is definitely going somewhere. Okay. So
yeah.
Now let's look at something that Spirit is saying that you are not paying attention to. And Spirit is highlighting the Ten of Cups when it comes to something that you're not acknowledging, which is, it's, you know, it's a very stable energy, and to trust that, you know, and that, you know, it's going to be ongoing. It's never going to be a completion point, right? So there's a lot of trust that needs to come with that, but more is that essentially it's going to require that you stay, you know, lined up with your obligation to it, regardless of, you know, having it be something, you know, kind of like without expectation, just do it because you love it, right? And keep at it in that way. That's something that Spirit's highlighting. Now, what's supporting you right now is the Star. And so that means that you have the power of everywhere that you go, people are just naturally going to notice you. So you are on stage. You are, you know, there is a radiance to you. So there's going to be a lot of opportunities of where, you know, you don't necessarily have to look for it because things are coming. People are just noticing you, right? So that's where you're going to be able to make decisions as to what is in versus out for you. Not in or out, but basically what works, what lines up with the spirit of everything that you're doing. Now, the energy that is behind you is the Wheel of Fortune, okay? And so what this is highlighting is what you have just passed is, you know, any desire of acting for the self, you know, doing what you want, you know, and it's shifted into doing, you know, to act, you know, basically you've already done the work to say, what I need to do has to be for my best interest too. You know, like, so that's energy that's past. Now, energy that's coming up for you, where this is going, is the Two of Cups. And so essentially what it's saying is that you've surrendered your ego. You know, you're in the process of, like, literally you're like, okay, well, any expectation of this being solely about, you know, me is fading and morphing into even more of a unified divine union. It's like you are literally making the choice to work with the divine even further. And that's highlighted by the Two of Cups. So there, you know, what that's saying is that it has a message of a healing nature because there's shared love that's coming into your reality. And so you're encouraged as you, you know, move forward to maintain as, you know, see the God within everyone as you do your work. Just literally keep maintaining that focal point. That's the advice of, you know, what's coming up for you. And it's really, it's going to be like, even if you debate it or think that you'll forget, it's actually something that you're just going to do naturally. So all of this is highlighting that there's been a little bit of a surrendering of your ego a little bit. So and then all of a sudden it's just becoming a lot more divinely profound. You may have thought the journey was deep already, but it just is getting deeper for you now. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I know it. But I don't know that I know it. But now I know it.
you know? No, I had to say that. You know? Yeah. It's what, you know, it's sort of like one of those things of where it's like, you know, the more and more, you know, you said that you're in, you know, being of service, the more service we are, you know, the more our own ego dies in the process. Right. Mm-hmm. And because, and then all of a sudden it's like, yeah, I'm doing this because it's really making my spirit feel great. But then something profound starts to take over. You know, and in that profound moment is when literally you start to literally see the God in everyone. And that is the that's some next level, you know, stuff. I'll say stuff on air. That's some next level stuff, man. So essentially you are on the path that you're meant to be on. You are definitely, you know, illuminated right now. There's, you know, you have the gift of the spotlight. So just remember, with the spotlight, you're not going to be able to get away with any shenanigans. You're not going to be able to, you know, kind of, you know. So what that means is that because the spotlight is on you, you also have the opportunity to rise to be of even a higher caliber individual as to what it is that you're representing, not only for yourself, but as far as your life's purpose of why you're here.
Right.
But that is a snapshot. That is, like I like to say, back 1977, a little Polaroid moment of the energies that you're working with right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel that. Okay. Whoa, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling. And, you know, feel free to call back if you need a little follow-up, little tune-up to, you know.
Okay.
As the beautiful journey keeps unfolding for you.
Right on. And I keep following you anyway, so I'm one of your biggest fans, so I keep in contact with you no matter what.
Blessings to you.
All right.
Thank you. Be well.
All right. Okay, bye-bye.
Welcome back to the Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo, you guys. All right, we're coming up to the very, 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 oh my gosh, tail end of this party, okay? So we've been talking, I'm going to go ahead and just jump in. We've been talking about G-O-D. We've talked about how G is generating. We actually, it has been, you know, basically we create our reality, okay? Organizing, you know, orchestrating, that's the doing. What are you placing your attention on, your energy upon, things like that? Right? Then we have the destroyer, the destroying principle. According to Webster's, destroy is to put an end to the existence of something by damaging or attacking it, to ruin someone emotionally or spiritually, to defeat utterly. So let's look at this on a soul level. The God, generator, organizer, destroyer. It is about the universal self. The universal self destroying the illusion. Being in it, but not of it. The veils of this of illusion don't fall away by themselves. They're removed by our absolute conviction that there's something more real behind them. We are not alone. We are not separate. Things do not begin and end. Time does not exist. The only truth is the infinite. The finite, which is this experience, is just like a little excursion. It's very similar to when you go on vacation, but you do not live on vacation. With the ascension of these Aquarian times, with the shift of our energy to that of knowing the truth of our identity, Sat Nam, we can choose empowerment. We have choices. We can choose to be response able, responsibility. We can indeed have joy and fun with this life, because love's, it's but a dream. All right. Thank you for tuning in, my loves. I'm just going to give you a very, very, very small snippet of a song as I shuffle the deck. And when we come back, we'll read the energy for the coming week. Enjoy. Loves, welcome back to the Master's Playground. I love, you know, hey, what could I say? I have to fade out some music so that we can get to what Spirit is highlighting for the energy that we can anticipate for the coming week. And, you know, it's going to be fairly next level stuff, man. Like I said in my previous reading, it's next level stuff. All right. So the very first thing, you know, I always ask Spirit, what are the energies that we can anticipate for the coming week, right? And we ended up getting the Four of Swords. All right, you guys. This is confidence in what we do. That's it. Was that a good talk? I think that was. That's basically, we are going to experience, you know, be experiencing confidence in what it is that we do, right? But it's also a symbol of meditation. So what this is communicating, I mean, I'm going to get a little cosmic deep about this as quickly as I can. Basically, it just means that you, if you are maintain your connection with the divine, you will go into a meditative state. When you're in that meditative state, you're going to be able to go ahead and say, I am so incredibly, you're going to be empowered to be confidently moving forward. And what are the energies that we'll be navigating with? What's happening? The Ace of Cups. So what's happening there? Well, loves, essentially what's going to be happening is we're going to be creating new situations and circumstances for ourselves. So it sounds like we're going to be out there just really marketing, doing it what it is that we're here to do. We're taking it to the next level now. So what that means for you, remember, maintain your connection to the divine. Know that you are a co-creator. Know that you are generating your reality. You are creating your reality with each moment, each breath, each blink of your eye. This is nothing but a dream. And you're the creator. So with that, my loves, I send you nothing but love. A prayer. May the longtime sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And the pure light within you guide your way on. Sat Nam. I love you all. Blessings.
Love yourself. Love yourself. 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 Love each other.
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 We are one.
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 We are
the divine.
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 Blessings.
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 The Master's
Playground.